I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. This week is Winter Weather Awareness Week in Michigan. Earlier today, we spoke with Matt Zika from the National Weather Service to find out more.
This is our annual push to talk about winter weather. I know last week we had multiple bouts or a little bit of taste of winter weather, but this year the fall was so warm and mild, and now it's just we've automatically flipped the switch and right to winter this year.
So what is it that's being talked about with this effort?
It's really the week for folks to, if you haven't started to prepare yet, this is the week to, I mean, you need to find your hats, your gloves, you know, get your appointment scheduled for your snow tires.
Sure.
Put a safety kit in your car, which is actually very important, which many folks don't think about. All those common sense things that you want to be stuck when on the side of the road somewhere.
And it's usually at this time to kind of be a little bit ahead of any kind of severe weather. I mean, we had some crazy wind storms. We've had a little bit of snow. We've had still some rain, a kind of a wet turn here this late fall, early winter. But what is sort of the outlook? I'm sure everybody's asking you that, but I mean, you know, in a nutshell, what do you think we're going to see this winter?
Well, not obviously to get too technical, but I mean, looking this year, there's really no clear signal. Like some years we have a pretty good idea. 2 years ago with the strong El Nino, we knew we were going to have a mild winter, and it panned out that way. Last year, there wasn't as much of a signal, and we ended up pretty mild. The last 2 years have been top 10 warm winters. This year, without a clear signal, you know, we could sit here and probably flip coins and say, how is it going to go? The only confident thing we can say is it'll probably be cooler than it's been for the last two winters, because those were so anomaly warm that more than likely this winter will be cooler and maybe closer to what we would expect.
So that's the message, is to now is the time to get that ready. You do this on a statewide push here in Michigan, and just get some of those things in order that you need to be ready for it.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, and as we said, common sense things, from your ice scraper to your gloves to your hats to, you know, the snow tires, the safety kit. And then, too, we saw in the end of October with the windstorm, folks were without power for 3-4 days. So, obviously, having alternate heat sources, or, you know, if they have generators and things like that, make sure they're in working order, so in case they need them.
It just seems like you say, common sense, but it's one of those things that, especially when you have a mild fall like we did, you might be a little behind on that.
Yep, and I'll be the first to admit that I know I am too, where a lot of the outdoor things that you typically do were postponed this year because we were so mild so late, and now it's the managed scramble to get everything prepared for the winter season.
Matt, we talk about being prepared, kind of a common sense approach, and it's kind of hard for you to say right now what kind of winter we're going to have. There's no indicators, as you mentioned, but you know, as we're looking at it here over the next couple of weeks, probably cooling, and it's going to start going down that direction of what it should be for November.
Absolutely. I mean, that we do have a lot of confidence over the next week to 10 days. We're going to be stuck in a pattern where temperatures are going to be well below normal. No really big storms, I think, for widespread snow. But obviously, the cold air over the warm waters of Lake Superior this time of year, those favored snow belt areas, we'll start to see some snows pile up, especially by Thursday and into the early part of Friday for northwest wind areas.
Yeah, later this week, we may see some stuff then, is what you're saying.
Yep, and it'll be definitely very cold. So if you haven't got prepared yet, I think Mother Nature's going to force the issue. And by Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday, with how cold it's going to be, you won't have a choice.
Well, it's one other question, too, that comes up besides what kind of winter we're going to have, is there going to be tracking snow for opening day? That's the big question everybody wants to know, really.
Yeah, right, exactly. And right now, based off of our pattern looking pretty cool for the next week to 2 weeks, I think there will be a lot of areas, and the favorite areas that people used to go to deer camp, that there will be some snow on the ground, at least for the beginning part of the opening day.
So with Winter Weather Awareness Week going on, what are some of the things you want to make sure people know as we wrap up with you here this morning?
Obviously, there's a lot of resources out there for folks to get information if they need to pass it on to anybody who's not aware of how to get ready for the upcoming winter. They can go to weather.gov and click on the UP. They can follow our social media channels on Facebook and Twitter. Just NWS Marquette is the ID for them to look for and track or follow us there. And then, as we've talked about here over the last few minutes, I mean, just a lot of simple common sense things. You don't want to be the one stuck on the side of the road or slide off the road in the middle of the winter and not have a blanket or have a, you know, granola bars or, you know, have a shovel, things like that in your car, because sometimes you don't know how long it'll be before somebody's going to show up and help you out. So you need to be able to make sure you can take things in your own hand and make of her until you can be rescued.
And be ready for it, because it is coming. We can't avoid it forever.
Absolutely. That's right. The one thing we're assured to see is there will be snow this winter, and it will be cold.
That's the comments of Matt Zika with the National Weather Service. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.